Saddle up your horses. Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show here, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you on this, the last program of 2024. Not a year that I'm, sorry to see go, but I'm always looking, not because it was a bad year, it was a good year in a lot of ways. Went through a lot of bad stuff, had a great ending with the election of Donald Trump, but I'm looking forward to this coming year. Because I know the challenges that are ahead of us. The left does not sleep. They are like cockroaches or like termites. They work 24/7. And why? I've concluded there is a spiritual answer to that question. This is the only life they have. There's going to be a hell to pay. Or they pay in hell, however that might go. But this, to them, it's it. They have no other world to look forward to, so this is it. And being on an assignment from the devil himself, they make good use of their time. But I want to stick with the original protocol of starting with good news, and then we will end with good news, one way or the other, if I have to make it up. I'm kidding. But this is so overdue that the Trump transition team has come out and has said that we are going to pull out of the World Health Organization on day one. I could not be more thrilled at this. This whole idea of taking orders from somebody, some entity that we have no real role to play in its construction or how it's put together, and yet somehow people like Bill Gates and basically all the left want us to be subject to the dictates of the World Health Organization because they love one world government. They probably like that one ad on TV, we all bundle. Well, that's kind of what the left does. They all bundle. Just try to put all the evil together and grab control forever. Now, I've said this before, but Alex Marlowe of Breitbart came out and said, why will we stop with the World Health Organization? Why not just move on and then step out of the UN? It's not like we can't communicate with these other countries when we want to. I mean, probably the main reason for not stepping out of the UN would be we are one of the few countries that offer resistance to the anti-Israel dominance that is manifested at the UN. There are only a few other countries. And you know, most of them are little island countries in the Pacific, like Vanuatu or something like that, and there's a few others. I can't even remember them now. And they don't vote with Israel. They vote with us, and we vote with Israel. So they vote for Israel that way because we probably give these little island countries a lot of trade or a lot of support. After all, don't we have 8 million countries on the dole? We supply everything for everybody, it seems like, while we are going headlong into an abysmal debt from which we cannot extricate ourselves without some drastic action. But get out of the UN. And here's my thought. We got the UN building, which we put up in New York City. Send them all home. They can go rent space somewhere else based upon having their visas and so forth and their embassies. But the UN building, empty it. Send them all home, and here's the beauty. Who's the real estate mogul that we have in office? Mr. Donald Trump. Take the UN building and turn every country's headquarters into condos and sell them for a couple of million bucks a pop or whatever. Maybe you got a higher price for whatever. Maybe the Ukraine's goes for a higher price than Vanuatu. Vanuatu's probably not going to get much there. Well, they don't get it. We get it. But it could be listed as, and each condo described by the country that used to occupy it. I mean, personally, I'm not taking any particular credit, but I think this is a brainstorm. I mean, what would we raise? I don't know, $1 billion or more? I don't know. And then we go into the condo business. I don't know. I like the idea. Most of all, get out of the UN. Let NATO suck it up and pay their fair share. If they hate Russia so much and every other country, then let them pay up. Let them fight that front. We don't need to go all the way back to 1945 and supplying funds for everybody to fight the littlest semblance of communism or socialism. No, bring the money home, guard our own borders, help our own people, make America first. Doesn't mean we ignore others, but make America first in all respects. And then what they got extra, we can do with that as they please. But you see, as a young man, I did not necessarily believe that the military-industrial complex was a bad thing. I have changed. We have the left, which used to want to keep us out of wars, and the right, which was kind of an incestuous relationship with the military-industrial complex, that changed in the 60s. The change started, and now it's the left that has the incestuous relationship with the military-industrial complex, at which it would include, actually, though, those which would otherwise not be on the left, the likes of which would be rhinos like Chris Christie or particularly Nikki Haley. Goodness gracious. They are joined with the left in supporting this enormous relationship between our industrial complex and the military, which makes other people a ton of money, and it ends up costing us a ton because we're in debt to pay these private companies to protect people and other countries which we have no obligation to protect. None whatsoever. Isn't it about time somebody else steps up to the plate? I mean, to me, this is one of the biggest deals Donald Trump brings to the table. Not talked about enough, but I know it's a big deal with him. And then what's next? That's good. We're kind of the year in review here is also the year looking through our windshield. Kind of what's behind us, what we've gone through is also an indication of what we could be looking at in 2025. The next thing would be in energy. Now, Joe Biden, no brains, left wing, let's just sell out the whole Green New Deal crap. And I'm being kind when I call it crap. Let's just relegate the United States to an also-ran country like Barack Hussein Obama. I'm getting closer to spitting all the time. It's only a guttural response at this stage after all these years. But I dislike him more all the time. He's a piece of junk. Barack Obama is crap. I don't care. Oh, that's racist. Oh, knock it off. He's half Irish. Then tell me I'm against the Irish. Well, he hates the United States. We know that. Michelle said that. The people who never did anything, he's a community organizer. Now they're mega, mega, mega millionaires off from what? The Nobel Peace Prize, which he didn't do jack squat crap diddly to get other than get elected as a guy who's half black and half Irish. That's all it takes. How many gazillions if we elected a biracial transgendered midget to the White House? Because we've never had one. Well, that ought to be worth a gazillion millions for doing nothing but for being the first one in the office. Come on. So, Biden hates American oil because why? He hates American independence. he got the idea from Barack B.O. himself, Barack Obama, because he hates America, except that for what America has given him, the home on Martha's Vineyard and the home in Hawaii and all that other garbage. I'm not against success. I'm only against success that was not earned. And he didn't earn it. He did not earn it. But he hated American oil companies because, and gas, because they are a key to American independence, and he hates American independence because he's a guy who doesn't believe in American exceptionalism. Because he's a Muslim, he hates ultimately the God of the Bible, and it's God that made this country an exceptional country because we put our trust in God. Initially, we were rewarded with that and for that, though in turning our back on God, we have lost much of his favor. But back to the energy thing. Biden, he loves the climate change, yeah, blah, blah, like Obama. That's a fact. That's a fact. It's settled science. Global warming, settled science. Well, it was global warming for the first three State of the Union addresses, and suddenly it shifted to climate change for the last five. And why? Because the climate actually is not warming like they say that it is, so we have to call it something else, which is climate change. Ask somebody who believes in climate change, tell them, ask them what do they mean by climate change. If you can get an answer, they'll go back to global warming. And then you have to go to say, well, you know, this last couple of years have been the coldest year that South Africa has ever had. Go right on down the line. We got glaciers that are forming in places. But it's all been about what? In the past, it's all been about this existential threat requiring government response and trillions of dollars in spending to force America off the fossil fuels. Really? Seriously? I will tell you the left's definition of the word existential. Because they use it all the time. They've been using it now since Al Gore for 20 plus years. Well, if they've been using it for 20 years, it isn't quite so existential, isn't it? Is it? It's the threat that exists right now before us. Well, if nothing really happens as a result of it, then it's really not a threat that's before us. But this is their definition. No, it's not their definition. It's my definition of what they mean by an existential climate threat. It's anything where there's a greater than a 1 or 2% possibility of happening in the next 40 years. Anything where there's a greater than a 1 or 2% possibility happening in the next 40 years is the left's definition of an existential threat. Of course, they want to drive us off fossil fuels. We're back to Donald Trump at least for 4 years, and we got to make hay while the sun shines because we got to drill, baby, drill. God's given us the resource. Why would we not use it? Trump's made it really clear he's going to put U.S. energy policy on a path that will provide us with what? Cheap? What? Abundant? Energy and move away from these non-productive, unreliable, so-called emerging renewable sources. Hey, I'm fine with solar. I'm fine with water power. I had a home in northern Michigan. All the electricity came from a hydroelectric dam. Glory hallelujah. It's renewable, right? Every year it rains and it snows in Canada and Michigan, and there's more water making its way towards the St. Lawrence Seaway and out to the Atlantic Ocean. And with that comes the cheap, cheap, cheap power from hydroelectric. It's not renewable. It's being renewed constantly. Every time it rains, it's renewed. Every time the sun shines, I'm fine with that. But it can't. What about the days where there's no wind for the windmills? And I was looking at the weather forecast the other day for northern Michigan. Basically, it's my home. And the home away from home, anyway. And I look at the 10-day forecast. There's not a day there is any sun. It's just that time of year. There's zero sun. There's not much wind. There's no solar. There's no wind. And wind is actually technically solar. The winds are created by the sun. So it's technically solar power, even though we separate it and we call it wind power. You can't get by with that. Try to heat a house at 10 below zero when there's no sun and there's no wind. Well, praise God, that area, they've got renewable water. They got hydroelectric. They don't need those stinking solar because it's not reliable. Yeah, maybe it's somewhat reliable in Oklahoma, where the average wind speed is 14, 15 miles an hour. I mean, Oklahoma's got snakes, and they got wind. And they got wind-blown snakes. Everybody listening in Oklahoma, I want to tell you, I love that state. I'm joking, and I'm not just walking this back. I've got relatives there who are the salt of the earth. I used to live in Oklahoma, went to law school in Oklahoma. I love the Sooner State. It's one of two states where there wasn't one single county that voted for Joe Biden or for Kamala Harris. What's the difference? They're both plug-in stand-ins for whoever's pulling the strings in the background. So we need to just go hog wild on the solar energy. Now, what's being talked about this year, which is a possibility, I suppose, in the next year, I'm going to go to the Greenland peace talk, Trump talking about buying it. I got to tell you, I said to my wife, I think that Donald just went off the rails on this one. I mean, I get it. He's a real estate guy. Buy. You don't sell. You buy. And you don't sell unless there's something you really want to buy that you can't buy unless you have to sell. I love real estate. I hate selling. I've regretted selling every piece of property I've sold in 40 years, but I could never buy anything else unless I sold. I don't have that kind of money. I generate one acquisition by having to give up another one. Not like I'm big, any mogul, far from it. It's just fun. And Will Rogers, buy land. They aren't making any more of it. I like dirt. I'm not big on buildings, but I like dirt. But back to Greenland. Place is huge. They're self-governing, although they're under the ultimate control and directorate of Denmark. It's what? I don't know, half or a third the size of the United States, and it has fewer people than Green Bay, Wisconsin. But as I was researching it, I got it. I get it. It's incredible strategic importance. The shortest distance between the U.S. and Russia or China, which also means, not just for flying, it's the shortest distance for their intercontinental ballistic missiles, is over Greenland. That's why we have our Space Force headquarters there. The place is loaded with oil and gas. And guess what? It isn't so crazy. The U.S. tried to buy it in 1847, I think it was. And then guess what? Harry Truman tried to buy it in 1946. I went down this list, and I'm not going to bore you with the details of how incredibly valuable Greenland is. And I get it why we have had multiple previous presidents trying to buy Greenland. Now, they don't want to sell. I understand that. Unless the price is right. Is it a good use of American taxpayer money? I will tell you, if they could be, they talk about buying Greenland for a couple of billion. We just shipped off Joey No Brains, I'm a left-wing puppet, sent another $60 billion to Ukraine of your tax dollars. I've got to tell you, Greenland for $2 billion is one heck of a better investment, many, many fold, than throwing another $60 billion, and I say another $60 billion, at Ukraine. I don't know where the money comes from. People say, well, Nikki Haley, we don't defend Ukraine. Putin is just going to march through Eastern Europe and blah, blah. Nikki, go stuff it. You don't know crap what you're talking about. They are having to draft younger and younger kids in Russia to fight one war, which they are not winning in Ukraine. What resources does Vladimir have to launch large-scale assaults in multiple other territories or countries? Nothing. You know, Russia's only got a population of one-third the United States, a little more than one-third, about 40 or 45% of our population. They're not very populated. This Nikki Haley industrial military complex war machine, and I want to get a mega million-dollar contract lobbying for Boeing again. Haley is just in it for herself. More on her in a minute. But I want to shift over to something which is related, because guess what? On the way to Greenland, what do you have to cross over? Okay. Do I see a hand? No, I don't see any hands out there with the answer. Obviously, it's Canada. And, you know, so Trump is joking about Wayne Gretzky, who's Canadian, making Canada be the 51st state and Gretzky be the governor of that state. He's joking. Or I got to really, really hope he is joking. I do not want Canada as a 51st state. Some Canadians would love it. But the Canadians are not used to a First Amendment. Do you know Canada does not have a First Amendment equivalent to what we have? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. They do whatever the heck they want. Do you know Canada does not have a Second Amendment protecting the right and keep bear arms? That's why Justin, I'm your favorite masseuse, Trudeau, that's his background. He was a massage therapist. Those are his roots. And all these squirrely, I think the guy's queer as a $3 bill. But nonetheless, I don't know how. I mean, if Canadians can elect that guy, of course, we elected Biden and Michigan people elected Whitmer, so we think. Whether those were legitimate elections, we don't know. But we don't need to add two more Democrat senators representing Canada, excuse me, and a whole bunch of left-leaning representatives to our House. I think he's joking. He's got to be joking. It's not going to happen. I do not want Canada as a 51st state. And the Canadians, I don't think, want it, although some do. Some do, because that's how much they despise Trudeau. Trudeau needs to just go the way of, he's an old story. The guy's sucking up to Trump like you can't. He hates Trump. And then the guy is just, he does everything but kiss Trump's stinky feet. Not they're always stinky. I mean, they are. When you take your shoes and socks off at the end of the year, they smell a little bit. Trudeau would do that. Trudeau will do that. Metaphorically, he is doing that. Because he knows that 25% tariffs is going to be the end of his little reign. And go back to the masseuse business. You probably sucked at that, Trudeau, also. All right. I'm going to throw in I got to punctuate some of the past with good news of the future here. The Donald vowed the other day at the conference they had in Phoenix, the Marifest 2024. You know, that wasn't that far away. I wish I could have gone to it. I didn't. I don't know if I could be invited. I'm not sure if I can get in. I don't know if it was open to the public. I'm not sure that it was. But anyway, he vowed to immediately stop trans, in his words, transgender lunacy. And that's exactly what it is. And going forward, this 2025, recognize only two genders anywhere with government policies as the official policy of the United States and all the agencies. There's only two, male and female. Keep in mind, all the other genders have been invented by Democrats. That's a fact. Quote, I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military. Hallelujah, I got to punctuate this. We got 15,000 trannies in the military right now who are all queers, but that's not including those who are just queer, of which the sexual harassment. They give the numbers, but they only give the numbers of male against female. The numbers of male against male equal or exceed that of male against female. They won't. The military doesn't have the guts. They don't have the cojones to expose their own woke policies. End it, Trump. I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools. End quote, as the crowd went wild. Okay, you screwed up colleges and universities. I guess you can do whatever the heck you want. All you Poison Ivy League schools, do what you want. But the kids got to be returned to normalcy at elementary, middle school, or high school. And then maybe they've got something with which to resist by their conscience and their training by the time they get to some screwed up, worthless university and college, of which there are gazillions. We could get into the tariffs and so forth, which I'd like to, but Trump's made it very clear this is something different from the past. In the past, we've got fentanyl coming across, killing, what, 70,000 Americans, the number one killer of men between 18 and 35. It isn't guns. It isn't suicide. It's fentanyl doses, drug overdoses. Look, Trump said, Mexico, Canada, you're going to pay 25% tariffs unless you do two things. You stop the illegal alien invasion of this country, and you stop, in particular, the fentanyl that's coming with it. Otherwise, you just pay up, because we need your money to fight the problems that you have created. No, you instigated, but was allowed by Joey No Brains Corn Pop Biden. Now, here's what we've had in the past that's going to go up a notch or a couple of notches going forward. The whole effort to resist Trump's pulling out of the World Health Organization and with the Health and Human Services appointment of RFK Jr. and his legitimate concern and questioning about the proper role of vaccines. I mean, it's amazing. The autism in this country has skyrocketed exactly commensurate with the explosion of mandatory vaccines in children. I don't understand it, but why not explore it? Why isn't it a safe subject to at least bring up and say, let's explore this, instead of having the whole woke world from all of the media, including Bill Gates, say, look, this is conspiratorial. To be anti-vaccine is anti-health. No, you don't dare to even come out and have it be considered or investigated. Instead of spending millions to determine whether we have climate change or not, why don't we spend millions to have a study to determine that maybe we don't have climate change? Why don't we spend the millions on the studies that might show that there is a connection between the vaccine and all these childhood problems that we're having? They don't want to do that. You see, the money from the left-wing federal government bought the results that they wanted, whether it's health issues, whether it's climate issues, what have you. Let's flip it, and we'll subsidize the studies and the reports. They don't get the money till they come up with an answer to determine whether or not maybe vaccines might be causing autism. Guess what? They're going to find it. The money will drive the conclusion, whether it's true or not, but I think that it actually is, in fact, true. Bill Gates loves a one-world government. He wants us to submit to the World Health Organization agenda and mandatory vaccines, whether we like it or not. And he's suggesting artificial AI intelligence to censor people. You know what? I got to fit this in when we get back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Robin Walter.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Mary Mac, dressed in black, silver buttons all down her back. High low, tipsy toe, she broke a needle and she can't sew. Walk in the dark.
Rufus Thomas, thank you for that great song. One of the great dance songs of all time. I love, there's just a couple of songs I can't sit still. Rufus Thomas, Walking the Dog, one of them. Wilson Pickett, really two of them. Mustang Sally and In the Midnight Hour. Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, anyway, all right. So behind all of this, pushing it with his billions, Bill Gates, and this is what he has proposed. That we use artificial intelligence, AI, to censor people who are inciting violence by expressing doubt about vaccines. That's right. Who are they inciting violence against? Themselves? I mean, if I don't want to take a vaccine, and I didn't take the COVID vaccine, no way, never, put a gun to my head, I'll just have to point a gun back the other direction if that's what's going to happen. I ain't taking it. I'll live with the consequences. But who am I inciting violence against, Bill? Billy Bob Gates? Who am I inciting violence against when I don't want to take it and I speak out that I don't want to take it and others shouldn't? I'm not hurting. It's not violent. I've done nothing to them. They can make their decision if they want to take a stupid jab or not. It's not violence. Where's the violence? But that's what he's got to turn it into, is violence. Why? Because if he can turn resistance to vaccines and the advocacy, which RFK Jr. is going to do against some vaccines, if he can make it somehow violent by a perverse redefinition of the word, which the left loves to do, then they can choke off expression. Because you can't cry fire in a theater, right? No, you don't have a First Amendment right. He wants to choke off our First Amendment right. I mean, you got the tens of thousands of people injured and dead from COVID-19 shots. They were mandated. So we can't say don't take them, or we encourage you not to take them. We're inciting violence against them. People do what they want to do. If they want to believe the government, they want to suck up to our government, which has been the origin and the means and the distribution center of misinformation and disinformation for the last 4 years, for sure, then go do it. I mean, you know what? Let me just give you another example here. Should we be able to say, not just say, I'm sorry, should we be able to squelch all First Amendment rights of people who are pro-abortion? Why? Because they are inciting violence against the unborn. People who encourage abortion, we should maybe, by Bill Gates standard, we should stop them. No First Amendment rights to advocate or do anything on behalf of abortion rights because they're inciting violence. And guess what? It is real violence. It's not violence against the person. It's a violence against a human being, another human being. I mean, Slate News says here, for members of the general public to be censored by artificial intelligence if they question the official narratives regarding vaccines is what? It's communist. That's what Bill Gates is. Because he's talking about the threat of these anti-vaxxers and promoting plans for handling vaccine hesitancy. Only one way real-time AI-imposed censorship. Welcome 1984. Has he changed since the election? No. He's simply taking it up a notch, as are others. Quoting one writer here, this form of censorship is really just the suppression of vaccine injury testimonials and the abolition of informed consent. Gates has insisted that there be boundaries on free speech, meaning anything that disagrees with him and those who carry along his narrative, the mainstream media, that you're not entitled to informed consent. You don't get to know everything about the COVID-19. No, you take it. If you don't take it, you lose your job. Will we be back to that again? Will I be back to playing Take This Job and Shove It for my bumper music by Johnny Paycheck? I haven't played it since the last story we did of somebody getting fired for not taking the COVID vax. Well, it is just that. They hate, communists hate free speech. Free speech challenges the lies. See, lies don't hold up against truth. It takes a lot of darkness to suppress light. But take a lighter or a match into a garage. All that darkness and one little match or a lighter, and you got some light. The light will always dispel darkness. That's biblical and overpower it. But people have to love darkness. The darkness cannot coexist with light. The left cannot coexist with right-minded people on the right. The demented, the deranged, the demonic cannot coexist with the righteous. They have to suppress and actually extinguish the righteousness, because darkness does not hold up in the face of light. And that's why you've got people like Bill Gates who are doing their very best to turn this into a communist country. Well, I want to say, you know what? I got to cover this story next because I might not get to it. Because we are in the, what are we in? We're in the aftermath of Christmas, right? What happens after Christmas? Well, everybody goes back and returns a bunch of gifts. I get ready to seize upon some real deals because they seem to be somehow, for some reason, some of the deals are better after Christmas. I don't get it. But this is a kind of aftermath of Christmas for the left, which they can't stand Christmas because they don't like having to deal with Jesus, do they? That's why they try to keep him in the womb. Well, that's fine. He's cute. Just don't let him grow up and hold. And don't make me be held accountable by a grown-up Jesus for all of my sins. So let's just keep him in the, let's keep him wrapped in swaddling clothes, and we won't let him grow up commercially or in the culture, because I can't handle being held accountable for my sinful life, right? And we need to suppress everything that brings that to the forefront. So we had Christmas, but now Christmas is more about Santa and so forth. But it gets worse. The Church of England, it's a church of Satanists, as far as I'm concerned. The Church of England, our priests have been told by the church to start changing Christmas hymns, which are problematic. This is a church saying get rid of and change the stress-causing hymns, Christmas hymns, because they're a problem. They're causing division. Well, Jesus didn't come to bring peace, did he? No, he said he came to bring a sword. He came to bring division. That's what the truth does. It divides light from darkness. And the darkness hated the light because it can't conquer it. And mostly in England, I think it's because the priests there don't have the guts, they don't have the cojones to stand up to Muslims, which will run the country in just a few years. They probably already do now. But these are the church. This is the church. The head of the church, which would not, well, the head and a whole bunch of priests would not, they wouldn't recognize a Bible in a Christian bookstore. The official edict from the Church of England, this is why England is toast, because the church, which is supposed to be salt and light, is grease and darkness. They said to make changes to the popular Christmas carols to avoid, quote, causing unnecessary offense, end quote. You see, this is why I say they wouldn't recognize the Bible in the Christian bookstore, because Jesus said the word of God is a rock of offense. The gospel is offensive to those who are dying and going to hell, and it's a rock of salvation to those who accept it. Remember those who, the passage in Scripture, those who stand on the rock, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Those who stand on the rock are secure. So the rock has two effects. It's the foundation for those who are saved, and it's a crushing blow to those who are underneath it. But yeah, it is offensive, and it should be. They don't like O Come Emmanuel, because they say it's potentially offensive for suggesting that other religions are outside of God's grace. Well, they are. That's not to say God's grace won't reach people that are in other religions, but our other religions are not in God's grace. Only the Holy Spirit draws people to the Lord, and there's no salvation under heaven except by and through the name of Jesus Christ. It's very clear from Scripture. These priests don't know crap from shinola, although George Carlin expressed that a little bit differently. You get the point. No, we don't want to offend those Muslims. No, 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 no. We just want to go along and get along. And then there's one, lo, he comes with clouds descending. I don't even know that hymn. But it's been flagged for containing problematic words because it affirms that Jesus Christ is the true Messiah. Isn't that something? I mean, this is a church that has gone to want gender neutral language. They bless queers. They bless queer marriage. And there is no blessing upon that, as you'll find out in a minute. But that's the aftermath of Christmas in England and some places here. Is now what we have to do is we cannot let up on our efforts to de-Christianize Christmas further. And speaking of queerdom, all right. I don't even want to cover this. It's so sick and sad. But you got these two queer guys. They are faggots. I'm sorry. I don't have another name for them. Because you want to hear about what they did. This is William and Zachary Zulock. Two queers allegedly got married. They love sodomy. But then, and this is why I support preventing adoption to queers. Because queers have a much, much ridiculously 750% higher probability of sodomizing and abusing children than straights. Because they're screwed up. And guess what? There is no gay gene, so they know, and they know that. They say there is. That makes them feel better to justify their behavior, but there is no gay gene. So what do you have to do? You have to recruit. You have to groom. You have to go out and find suspects to bring them into your sordid, sick, sodomistic lifestyle. But William and Zachary, they adopted two sons. They were convicted of sexually abusing them, using them for child porn and other things. They were sentenced to life without parole. And there's a big pushback. Interesting, a big pushback because they got life without parole. Now, let me read to you what they did, and then I'm going to explain to you what the pushback. William pleaded guilty, 6 counts of aggravated sodomy. This is with minors. They're kids. 3 counts of aggravated child molestation, 2 counts of incest, 2 counts of sexual exploitation of children, and Zachary pleaded guilty to 2 counts of aggravated sodomy, 3 counts of aggravated child molestation, 2 counts of incest, 2 counts of sodomy, 3 counts of sexual exploitation of children, and 2 counts of pandering to a person under 18. The prosecutor concluded this as these two created a house of horrors. And somehow they got surveillance cameras that got the goods on these two queers. But this is a pushback for life in prison. Now, you're going to be surprised. Now, they adopted these two kids. They used them to produce child porn, incest, sodomy. They said, this is a social media pushback for 100 years in prison. 1, that's not harsh enough. 2, they adopted 2 kids, used them to produce child porn, pimped them out to a pedo ring, raped them, and abused them. And they only got 100 years in prison? Not harsh enough. Others, pedo lives don't matter. Next one, quick trial, quick execution. Next one, what? No death penalty? Next one, a bridge overpass and a couple of long ropes seem appropriate. Next one, drawn and quartered needs to be brought back. Next one, if dogs are put to sleep for attacking children, why aren't we doing the same to pedophiles? Next one, absolutely sickening. Next one, here's what they deserve. Lock them in a room with no light that's too small to stand up and too short to lie down. Next one, real castration, not chemical. And it just goes on. You see, the Bible calls for these to be executed. There's a passage I read last week, I think from Jeremiah, that where God, speaking through the prophet, said there are those who should die and who are kept alive, and those who should not be kept alive who are. There are those who are allowed life that deserve death, and there are those that deserve, who are killed, who deserve life. These two queers deserve death. I agree with all of these comments that are coming through. They need to be executed soon. And stop the adoption to queers. And on the other side, who is it that are being killed that shouldn't? Every child in the womb that gets aborted. Well, any case, we are back to, you know what? There's something I forgot. I did mean, it is connected, and that's back to the Church of England. All of the sexual offenses, because this relates, by these priests. Do you know that with every single sexual offense I've ever read in the last 20, 25 years about priests, whether they're here or the Church of England, I have yet to, probably are, but I have yet to come across one that involves a girl. I can't remember one. These guys are all queers. I guess that's where you go if you're queer. You want to be a priest because you get to sodomize the altar boys. Every single child abuse case that I have ever read about are queer priests sodomizing young boys. The girls are, and I'm thrilled they're off the hook, and I'm sure there have been a few that have been raped. No doubt. But it's probably 100 to 1. Talk about the sex abuse. Why don't we talk about queer abuse? I wish Trump was stronger on that issue. He's not. But, you know, we got to live with that for this 4 years, and maybe he'll come around. I've just got a little bit of time, and I'm trying to pick which one do I pick on. Well, I'm going to cover this. We do have a new derangement syndrome that's afflicting Democrats because a disease is spreading. We haven't controlled Trump derangement syndrome. It's not officially recognized as an anxiety disorder, but it's getting there. It's not a mood disorder. It's not a substance-related disorder. But it's such a real factor in this country that people have not let up, but it's actually spreading. It's a term used for criticizing or negative reactions to President-elect Trump that are perceived to be irrational, to have little regard towards Trump's actual policy positions or actions undertaken by his administration. That is the political definition of Trump derangement syndrome. But a derangement syndrome by itself, as applies to Trump here from a dictionary, says it's a mental condition in which a person has been driven effectively insane due to their dislike of Donald Trump to the point at which they will or have abandoned all logic and all reason. The first stage is when victims lose all sense of proportion. The president-elect's every tweet provokes a firestorm, as if a 140-character tweet were all it took to change the world. And ultimately, the sufferers lose the ability to distinguish fantasy from reality. As one person, believe it or not, on CNN explained, if Trump announced that he was donating every dollar he ever made, Trump derangement syndrome sufferers would suggest that he was up to something nefarious, according to the logic of Trump derangement syndrome. There's nothing, nothing, not one thing that Trump could ever do or say that would be received positively by the TDSers, the Trump derangement syndrome people. Why is it spreading? Well, those people haven't let up, because this is how it's spreading. We are now moving on and have moved on to Elon Musk derangement syndrome, attributing everything that they ever attribute to Trump now to Elon Musk. And MSNBC, what a pack of losers. Just they are still blasting everybody who voted for Trump, saying we are deranged. We cannot handle reality. We can't focus on the reality out there. I guess they're going to say what they are because their ratings suck. The people, Joy Reid and others, are getting their salaries slashed, which is too good for them. She should just be fired. She should be in a soup line somewhere. And this is going to be interesting which way this goes going forward here, but it's large companies who've been pro-queer, pro-tranny, pro-woke. They're being quiet. Now, one of them, and I'm not going to buy one. I looked at one because I like them, Kia's. But Kia is stonewalling and not saying a single word about the company's ties to the nonprofit that they substantially support that distributes all the LGBTQ, RSDUVWXYZ themed books to children. They're big supporters of Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, and they stopped because they got exposed. They will not say whether they actually stopped voluntarily or what they're doing. They say they actually won't say they stopped. We can't verify whether they have or not, because they're just continuing what all these other companies have done until it looks like it might be unprofitable. I was insured with State Farm for years. I don't care about the Aaron Rodgers, the Patrick Mahomes advertisements. I don't care about any of that crap. Some of them are good ads. I haven't gone back. No, I went to a different insurance company. Cost me a tiny bit more. I got better coverage. But I wasn't going to put up with State Farm's sponsoring drag shows around the country. And when I went into that agent and I told him, look, I like you. I'm too bad I have to take it out on you and your staff, but I'm canceling. I'm canceling every policy I've got, which were several, to State Farm. I'm not putting up with this. And the people in that office, they just looked there about ready to burst into tears because what? They felt the same way I did and do. And one of them said, well, they're talking about changing that. I'll say, and I said, okay, I understand. You got to say that to me. That's what you have to say as an employee. And I understand why you're saying it. But this is not a case where State Farm is repented. No, State Farm was getting slapped in the derriere financially by people who are as ticked off as I was and canceling their policies. They only understand the financial spanking. They don't have any morals. They're still an immoral company. Or else their morals only align with whatever they think might make them a buck. And that's why they've gone after the queer crowd, the tranny crowd, the incest crowd is probably next. If they could get away with it and they thought that it would be profitable. Screw those companies. as well as Kia. I'm back to my Honda, the only company that doesn't seem to get lost in the moral morass, as has GM, as has Chrysler, as has Ford. You're going to be hearing more about this stuff because this stuff is the battle that continues and continues to grow from within those companies and from the sidelines. They want and to change our culture. That's right. They want to change our culture. They want to turn, they want to have and have Christian derangement syndrome, Republican derangement syndrome, conservative derangement syndrome. But what does it change for us, for you, and for me? Nothing. Here's the good news. We just stay in that saddle. We continue to ride for the brand of Jesus Christ, for which we are called. We will be victorious. You stay on that horse. We return with Jesus on horses. Read it out of Revelation. We are the righteous. We are the called. And we just need to stand up for God no matter what comes. God bless you. We'll see you in 2025.